That's all I need to know about you.
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 Get it? Sometimes you're out there in the world and you see something and you just say to yourself, that's all I need to know about you in that instance. A lot of times you don't say it out loud, but here, of course, we encourage you to share. Just fill in the blank, 1-800-330-9999. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you today are doing the pee-pee dance while sitting in your chair, figuring out how long it is that you can actually hold out before buying something before the arrival of Amazon Prime Day, that's all I need to know about you.
Just can't wait.
I shouldn't be this excited over here. I shouldn't be this worked up, but it's like I'm going back and checking this wish list that I've made. Who makes a wish list, by the way, in Amazon? You just go on and you
just
buy stuff.
Just do it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. They've built up this instant gratification mode. I mean, I press a button and some stranger arrives in any assortment of vehicle now at this point within hours at my house. I think they might be an intruder, but no, it's actually Amazon delivering a package to me. And so now I've chosen all these items. So, you know, now I'm in the camera stage, Christian.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wireless battery-powered cameras. They're going everywhere. The fortress bunker will be complete. But I know that I could save so much if I could just hold out to July 19th.
You definitely can't, though. There's no way.
Oh, it's so far away.
It's so far away.
I'm a grown person. I should be able to handle this, but it's being really difficult for me.
If you're the person that decides to have a full-on conversation with the car next to you at a red light, that's all I need to know about you.
Is this a friendly conversation? Is this a nasty conversation? Is this just an out-of-the-blue random conversation?
It's so friendly that I sat through two light cycles behind them.
What? Oh, man.
So friendly.
I mean, where are your horns? You're behind them. What are you people? Are your hands broken?
The car that I'm driving right now, I'll tell you, is a Geo Metro.
Okay.
Which you're going to have to look up because it's the smallest car known to mankind. The car is older than I am. It can legally drink.
Are you embarrassed to hit the horn? Is that what you're telling me? Does the horn not work? Right. So you're embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to debut that.
You're horn shamed.
I am horn shamed.
So you're willing to deal with anybody's terrible behavior.
Just sit there and listen to these people talk about how safe their lives have been. Yeah.
Listen, if you're that lost or you haven't seen each other in that long, chances are you actually don't want to catch up.
Right.
You're doing this at the light to be preemptive so that you can turn down the invitation to their barbecue coming up next week.
You can always drive away. Just drive away.
Just be like, there's somebody behind me.
Oh, there's some guy honking.
If you were in a larger car, to be fair, they probably would have seen you.
So. Yes, that's true.
If you want to chime in too, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. We got tickets coming up for the mixtape tour. We're going to be playing that in just a minute. We're going to be playing Alexa Popstar with Anna out over the next few days. I actually considered this morning turning over the entire show to Alexa. I finally set up Alexa devices that I bought like 3 years ago in my kitchen. And so now I'm doing useful things like, tell me three things I need to know, Alexa, and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, this could totally just be a radio show by itself.
Right, right.
So one of the things that you're seeing all over social media this morning, right, Star 99.9, Today's Best Mix, Anna and Raven, is Leo DiCaprio got smashed in the face by a volleyball. Did you see this?
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
So this is the life of Leo DiCaprio, right? 44 years old, go off, make huge movies. I'm a big fan, by the way. Party on the Malibu Beach. He's getting the dad bod, getting a little thick, by the way. The metabolism, not what it used to be.
It's all the lobster that he's eating.
There's a lot of drinking. There's a lot of seafood.
Well, that too.
And there's a lot of his 23-year-old girlfriends. It's and then he plays volleyball virtually almost every day outside. So there's a lot of photos, as you would imagine. And this one is him getting a volleyball right in the face. Knocks the hat right off his head.
No, this is moneymaker.
The funny thing is, while I'm watching it, is that like all of his friends, you can tell they're not nearly as successful as him because none of them laugh. There's like that awkward, oh, bro, you all right?
You good?
Yeah, you all right? Oh, wasn't too bad. You all right, dude? Like, if you can't laugh at your friend, are you really friends?
Right, right, right.
You know, like, it's a serious question. So it had me thinking, like, what is your greatest, and, you know, I mean, you're relatively young. I don't know if you've had any big celebrity encounters where you were in a competitive state with them. But if you were, you could share that story with us. 1-800-330-9999. I have two examples here. Okay. I once did a 24-hour charity thing with Bob from Bob's Discount Furniture.
Wow.
And I played him in Battleship, and I beat him.
Oh, my gosh.
And I made him promise to give me 40% off a kitchen table as a result. And he honored that promise.
He's a good man.
Stand-up guy, that's Bob Kaufman. Stand-up guy right there, right? That was an encounter with celebrity. Oh, another time, you know, like Poison, the band Poison always comes with these 80s tours.
Bret Michaels?
So, yeah. So, at the rock station where I used to work years ago, we used to play these guys, like, in sports, softball or volleyball. So, one year, we played them in volleyball, and my friend spiked right in Bret Michaels' face.
Ah.
And Bret Michaels never played volleyball with us again. Wow. The rest of the bands would play.
He's like, I just
like,
on the
he would order them to play, because Poison was always in charge of the tour, like, Rat. You know, a bunch of guys you never heard of, they would have to continue to play, but Bret Michaels would always just be doing interviews from then on and signing autographs.
He's on the sidelines like, great job, guys.
He would never play again. So I'm wondering if you have a celebrity encounter.
I mean, do you guys?
Well, like, that doesn't count.
I mean, that's all I got. That's How many celebrities
what
have
you ever beaten me at?
Well...
Besides, can't beat Raven 5 minutes ago.
Right, that's very true.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. If you have a story where you defeated a celebrity, pseudo or real, if you defeated a celebrity, share us your glory moment right there. And Leo, I'm sure you're going to be fine. But I would have laughed at you, bro, because I know I'm never coming back to your house. 1-800-330-9999. We're discussing celebrity defeat stories. So Leo DiCaprio trending this morning because he always is playing volleyball at his Malibu home. It's quite a lifestyle. But this time he caught one of them spikes right in the face.
Ah.
Right, and knocked the hat right off his head.
Stinger.
And I just find it hilarious that none of his friends, by the way, in the background seem to be laughing at all.
They're like, haha. Oh, God, security's going to beat us up.
If I caught a volleyball in the face, as long as my nose, the bridge of my nose is not actually entered into my brain like a Steven Seagal or some sort of strange martial arts movie, my friends would be rolling on the ground.
Oh yeah.
And it reminded me of the time that number one, I beat Bob from Bob's Discount Furniture in Battleship.
Right,
greatest moments of my life, one of them. and the other time where my friend, we were playing with all the 80s rock stars at an old rock show, and one of my friends spiked in the face of Bret Michaels, and Bret Michaels never played volleyball with us again. Aww. After that.
Poor Bret Michaels.
He's a very nice man, but he never played again. So we're asking, what is your celebrity defeat story? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
So I beat that guy, David Rowe, I don't know his last name, from Simple Plan, in a game of pool.
So he's in a band? Let me understand. David from a band, right?
In Simple Plan.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But, I mean, it must have felt great. Did you let him hear about it? Were you, like, in his face? Well, were you ooh, take that?
Well, yeah, I was, and it was after one of the acoustic sessions.
Oh, no. That's the best. Oh, a Simple Plan from a star artist. Of course I've heard of them.
Yeah.
So famous. Yes. I mean, yes, of course. What was I thinking?
Yeah, look at that.
Well, I hope you got right in his mouth about it and was like, yeah.
I did.
Right, good.
Yeah, I did.
Good. Very grown up. I love that. Thanks for the call. What does David do? Does he sing? Does he play? What does he play over there, Christian?
His Twitter bio is great. He's like, I slap a debase for Simple Plan.
All right. Well, you don't. You got to slap a deface in the pool game. Thank you very much for showing up, Star Acoustic. If you've got a celebrity defeat story, you can share it with us. 1-800-330-9999.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Joining us together on the phone this morning, it's Bonnie and Derek. Bonnie, let's start with you. I got the email from you. What's going on?
I have been looking to get back into the workforce after not working for a while, and I found a life coach who wants to help me and support me, and I really want to start working with her, and Derek is really against it, which I don't understand, because I feel like if I start working, it's only going to help our financial situation and our relationship, because I'll be happier.
Derek, what's your main issue with this?
Well, life coaches are, I think they're just kind of a ripoff. Our finances are important. We're counting every dollar. And I think you're just throwing money out the door for, you know, a glorified yoga instructor who's giving you, you know, expressions to make you feel good about yourself. It's not like they're a doctor. They're not like a psychiatrist. That's a real doctor. So life coaches are wasting time and money.
If they know how to tap into your feelings, I definitely do see the relevancy. I also do hear what you're saying, too. I mean, if you've been out of the workforce for a while, Bonnie, and you're looking to get back in, it does sound a little bit pricey. I don't think you're getting a life coach for, like, you know, minimum wage. Suffice to say, insurance is not covering this. This is a luxury item.
It is.
is, but I mean, I've had friends who've done it, and they've been really happy, and they've gotten pretty good jobs. I mean, you know, there's some of them are still looking, but I just think it's worth it, and I think, like, I've gained a lot of self-esteem from it as well, because they started to realize what their skills are and what they can offer.
Right, so you feel like the investment is worth it, basically. It'll pay off for you when you go back to work.
I do.
And Derek, again, you just think this person is nonsense.
I just think we have to be wise with how we spend our dollars. And again, for me, life coach, glorified yoga instructor.
Okay. Well, let's find out what the audience thinks. Maybe they agree with you, Bonnie, that this is a sound investment for you right now. This is somebody not only to just, you know, get you on track health-wise and mental space-wise, but to maybe point out your strengths that you've kind of been ignoring for a while, that have been buried out there in the noise of the world, and that naysayer you're with. No, I'm just kidding. But maybe they agree with you, Derek. This is a terrible investment, bad timing, and you can just get this out of one of those calendars that gives you something positive to read every single morning and just go to yoga like you were doing before. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court with Star 99.9. Bonnie thinks that after being out of the workforce for a while now, life coach is just what she needs. She's talked to a few of them out there. She thinks it has real value for her job search and for getting the best out of this opportunity that she might have rolling forward. Derek says, we're watching every dime. This is a terrible investment. This isn't a real doctor. There's better ways for you to focus and feel better about yourself. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Is it a good investment?
So I'm actually on his side, but with a little bit of a twist. I have a lot of friends that are in the life coach field. Mm-hmm. And if they have the training, the background, the degree, the education, the certifications, by all means, you should go for it. But she really needs to look into it, because otherwise it's just a really positive person being like, yay, you can do this.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he's picking on yoga instructors, by the way. I know plenty that are awesome. And I also love those quote-a-day calendars, too. So, but I get what you're saying. All right, we still want to hear from you. Whose side are you on? Is the life coach a terrible idea, not really a true investment in your present or your future? Or is this something that you need from time to time and it can have real value in her job search? 1-800-330-9999. It's Ann Raymond. Getting out of work is depressing. It can definitely affect your psyche. Nobody is questioning that. And that's what Bonnie's been going through right now for a while. When you keep hearing about the economy picking up and everything going better out there, and it's not happening for you, that can be a real drag. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven, Honda of Westport Couples Court. Bonnie wants a life coach. She's met somebody who she thinks can have a real impact on her job search and going back into the workforce. And Derek says that this is a waste of time and money. You can just pump yourself up by staying positive and getting out there. You'll get a job with or without this person. We can't put an investment there. It's not real. And they're not a real doctor. His words, not mine. 1-800-330-9999. What matters, of course, is your opinion. Hey, it's Ann Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I feel actually she'll be able to get more of a career started or restarted rather than just a job, and we'll be happier in the long run.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I agree with Derek. I think she's being pampered. Just go get a job.
Get out there.
I agree. Go do it.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I feel he sounds really cynical, and she is begging for help. This is a really scary time. She needs support, and it doesn't sound like she's getting it from him. And I think he should just put his mouth where his money isn't and just step up to the plate. If they really can't afford it, could help their relationship, and she could end up being really happy. Get a job.
I think you make some good points there. I mean, it sounds like she's on an island by herself out there. Thank you for the call. Yeah, Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side, because I wanted to let the wife know that the organization Dress for Success, which is all over the United States, offers the same services, but they're free.
Look at you.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda Westport Couples Court, it's Bonnie and Derek. And Bonnie, our audience agreed with you. Derek, the thing that you're missing is that Bonnie's telling you that she's feeling incomplete. There's something that she needs, some sort of pickup that's going on here. So whether you're paying a psychiatrist, which you term a real doctor, or another doctor, or a life coach, whatever it may be, it's an investment in her. If you wanted to head it off at the pass, maybe you should have been more supportive.
Well, I'm hearing what you're saying, and honey, I want to support you. I want you in the workforce. So maybe we just have to do some creative calculations. I do want to support you, and I do hear that.
Thank you.
Bonnie, you got to be happy, right? This has got to be the, right? the green light for you to dive in on this. Obviously, you just got to make it really work.
Right, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
There's no time wasted that is time spent on ourselves. Good luck. I'm sure you will find a job and it'll be a great one out there. Derek, good luck trying to go rub two nickels together and find a quarter.
Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate this. This was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. If anybody else has an issue, you can always email us, couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Rose, can you ask Raven to leave the room, please?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Rose.
Thank you.
All right. Here is how it's going to work. He has left the room. Once that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Bring him back in. Ask him the same five. If you beat him, you get a $100 gift card to Little Pub, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Number one. Samuel L. Jackson was incredibly angry over a poster error for Spider-Man Far From Home because his character Nick Fury's eye patch was over the wrong eye. Which eye does the eye patch correctly cover?
Left.
Number two, Abby Lee Miller gave prison tips to Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman after their involvement with the college admission scandal. What children's dance show did she star in?
Dance Mom.
Number three, The Office will be moving to NBC's new streaming service in 2021, therefore leaving Netflix. What's the actor's name that plays Dwight Schrute?
Rainn Wilson.
Number four, HGTV is rebooting the show Extreme Makeover Home Edition with Jesse Tyler Ferguson as the host starting next year. What is the show where he plays Mitchell Pritchett?
Modern Family.
And number five, Kylie Jenner apparently talked about how rich she is at the Met Gala. How many zeros are in a billion?
Nine.
All right, let's get Raven back in here.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do?
Rose got all five.
No, she didn't.
Yes,
come
she
on.
Did.
100%. Come on. It's nice that Rose, your aunt, called in and you gave her all the answers. Okay, let's see how I can do.
Here we go. Number one, Samuel L. Jackson was incredibly angry over a poster error for Spider-Man Far From Home because his character Nick Fury's eye patch was over the wrong eye. Which eye does the eye patch correctly cover?
I'm going to say it's the left.
Correct.
All right. All right. Yeah, I mean, always go left when everybody else is going to go right. That's a gambling thing. Always go left.
Rose still leading you 5-1.
All
number
right.
Number two, Abby Lee Miller gave prison tips to Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman after their involvement with the college admissions scandal. Yeah. What children's dance show did she star in?
Dance Moms. That's the only one I know.
There you go, and you'd be correct.
She's crazy. I mean, you're not going to look to her for an example of behavior. If you want to know how to get along in prison, talk to Martha Stewart.
Right.
Make some friends, run some craft classes. You know, they could do like actor workshops. I mean, help people put back together their lives.
That's very good. Rose still leading you 5-2. Number three, The Office will be moving to NBC's new streaming service in 2021, therefore leaving Netflix. What's the actor's name that plays Dwight Schrute?
Oh, man. Dwight is, oh, gosh. Why am I stuck on this right now? Oh, I'm going to be so mad at myself if I miss this. Oh, gosh. I was just watching The Meg. Oh, I'm so upset with myself right now.
I need an answer.
Oh, I'm so stuck. Dwight Schrute is... I don't know it.
Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson, you, Rose, you have done
not
it.
Rebel Wilson.
Not Rebel Wilson. They're not related at all.
Who's also wonderfully charming. Oh, I'm so mad. Rain with an E.
Rose.
I'm so mad at myself.
You just won yourself a $100 gift card to Little Pub, but let's go through the final two answers just for fun, okay?
Oh, congratulations, Rose, Christian's aunt. Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Here we go. Number four. HGTV is rebooting the show Extreme Makeover Home Edition with Jesse Tyler Ferguson as the host starting in 2020.
Heard
what's
that.
The show where he plays Mitchell Pritchett?
I mean, you got me all discombobulated now. I'm going to say Modern Family.
That's correct.
Wow. Okay, that was a total guess.
And number five, Kylie Jenner apparently talked about how rich she is at the Met Gala. How many zeros are in a billion?
Nine.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Rose.
I don't know if I believe that story, by the way. I'm not sure if I believe that story.
Congratulations, Rose. You beat him today 5-4. Well done. You won yourself a $100 gift card to Little Pub.
Congratulations, Rose.
Thank you.
Christian Turquist is the producer's aunt.
That's not true at all.
Just kidding.
I'm Rose from Middletown, and I just beat Raven.
Oh, from Middletown, my hometown. This isn't right.
Make sure you're listening to the Cheat Sheet today at 5:30 for the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.